This is also from the Gospel of Luke, from chapter 1. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy." 30 years later, or so, that infant, John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert, proclaimed the coming of the Messiah. The Jewish people had been waiting for generation upon generation upon generation for this Messiah. The prophets spoke of him. Holy Scripture for the Jewish people talked about him. These would be the signs and wonders that accompanied him. At his birth, these things would happen. Wait for the moment. Wait for the day. Because the Messiah will come and you will welcome him. The signs and wonders happened. The scriptures were fulfilled, but they were looking in the wrong place for the wrong kind of Messiah. And so the hope that they held for them didn't appear to be happening. For us, in this time and in this place, the words of the prophets, have been fulfilled. The miracles and the signs and wonders that were to accompany the Messiah have occurred, and we celebrate them. And we look forward once again to the moment in history where the world stops and Jesus Christ is born of the Virgin Mary. God's plan is unfolding. It began to unfold the moment of the fall, when free will, which God gave us so that we could love God back, ended in the sin of pride and disobedience. God's plan to restore the balance took place, and it unfolded step by step by step by step through Jewish history, through human history, to that moment in time, which we are getting ready for during Advent. So the challenge for us is, where are we looking for this Messiah? Are we too looking in the wrong places? Are we too anticipating a Messiah that isn't going to come? I think we have to ask ourselves that question, because in reality, the world that we live in, with its chaos and challenges and violence and craziness, there was those things going on in the time of John and Jesus too. It was a smaller world, but nonetheless, craziness, violence, hopelessness, fear, confusion, wonderment. All those things were going on then too. So in some ways, we too are like the chosen people of Jesus' time, looking for a Messiah. I know he's out there somewhere. Born here, raised up here, grown to adulthood. John, his cousin, baptizing him, knowing again, this is upside down. You should be baptizing me. Driven into the desert to prepare for the mission, choosing the disciples, laying it out step by step to the people who would listen. I am He, the Messiah, the one that you've been waiting for, and I've come to proclaim God's love to you again and again and again. In the miracles of feeding the hungry, in the miracles of raising the dead, in the miracles of healing the sick and the dying. Listen to my words, I am He. So I encourage you as we continue in this season to listen to the words, to enter into the scripture and look for the hope that is there and understand that that hope exists still today in our hearts and our lives if we open ourselves up to it. We are celebrating the first coming, Jesus as an infant. We are preparing in that process for His second coming as well, of which we know nothing. When will it happen? Don't know. But we are called also to continue to prepare for it, to be prayerful, to be watchful, to be engaged, to live out the gospel message that Jesus Christ left us. Banners behind us. There was a promise, and now we have to prepare for it.